Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. We have some special guests in the studio today. We have some trainees waiting for a few more to show up. But why don't you guys introduce yourself?
This is Tom Felt.
This is Aisha Desai.
All right, guys, welcome. So they're going to be sitting in today, listening to some of the tunes we have for you, and learning a little bit while that happens. So we're going to start off the show with, I think, a little bit of deep house, just to get us in the mood, so I can chat with these guys for a bit. And also forgot to mention, you know, Dill Kid is in the studio as well, as he always is. So we're going to play some. Zenobi right now. This is off of the album Group Therapy 253, one of my favorites off of Zenobi's albums here. This one is the rendition of Faraway Place. This is a great tune, and it's from 2017. I do hope you enjoy, and stick around. You know, we're gonna have some great songs for you this evening, so hope you enjoy this.
Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks getting down in the sunshine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just bees and things and flowers. 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 My life, my life, my life, my life in the sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. The sunshine. Folks getting down. Sunshine, the sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. The sunshine. Folks getting down in the sunshine. Yeah, yeah. Sunshine.
Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks getting down in the sunshine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the sunshine. In the sunshine. In the sunshine.
So that was Takuya Kuroda with Everybody Loves the Sunshine featuring Jose James. That was a great tune off of the disc Rising Sun. That one was published by Capitol Records. But that was overall, you know, great tune, very cool vibes. Dylan does have a special PSA for you, though, courtesy of The Loft and WMFO. Take it away, Dylan.
Little plug from The Loft this evening. School on Wheels is a nonprofit program that provides tutoring and mentoring for students impacted by homelessness in southeastern Mass. If you have an hour of free time a week and want to use it to make real changes, contact School on Wheels at kris@sowma.org or visit our website at www.sowma.org. Thank you for caring about the kids.
All right, Dale, very cool. Thank you for that. So we also, we actually forgot to do the Dale Query last show. Completely forgot about that. We did have a lot of guests in the station, though, so that was, you know, a special time in itself. But we're going to continue that, I think, this show and probably for the rest of the semester. So I'm going to draft up, you know, a couple questions and we'll be ready, you know, when that time comes. But before that, we're going to have the Roy Ayers Ubiquity playing Searching off of the album Vibrations. So thank you for listening to Loft and tuning in to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Searching.
listening to Idris Muhammad playing Lawrence Dance. While that's going on in the background, I'm just going to start off this Dil Qwery hour here on The Loft. You know the rules, you know how it's done. For all you loyal listeners out there, I ask a question, Dylan answers to the best of his ability, and you know, we see what we get out of it. Dylan, if you were a star, what would your name be?
What kind of star are we talking
okay,
about?
Okay, so we're talking not a pop star. We're talking a gaseous.
Okay, that's space a very different question.
Object.
My mind is going all sorts of places with that.
Yeah, I know.
That's a very tough one. If I was a star, there's a lot weighing on that question.
Yeah, and it can't be like, you know, all those that number stuff that they do, you know, like.
No, that doesn't have a meaning.
Star X592. No. It gotta be something cool.
The first place my mind goes is Andromeda. It sounds galactic.
It's a galaxy. You can't.
I'm making it a star.
That's not allowed. That's not allowed. Not allowed. Not allowed.
That's the answer.
Andromeda. Okay. Okay. We'll accept that. We'll accept that. Yeah, it was an interesting answer. I think I would take the name Beetlejuice, but take out the beetle and just
juice.
I would just be juice. Just the star juice.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I'd be part of Beetlejuice. It'd be like part
it's
of the
implied
constellation. I'm pretty sure Beetlejuice is a star as well, so. I haven't taken astronomy since last year, so I'm a little rough.
Yeah, I can't
on,
say I have.
On all that science, but that was a good answer, Dil. Thank you for taking part. You know, we'll have more questions for him next week, and we're going to continue with the you know, the triple threat question scenario that we pose normally, but we have some trainees in the station today, so we're trying to, you know, give them a you know, time to understand all the different technical sides of the station today. So we only have time for one question, but thank you for listening, everybody, and thank you for taking part, Dil.
Of course. I'll do some deep thinking before then.
Yeah, I know it takes a lot of reflection and a lot of mental, you know, mental gymnastics on your part, so thank you for that. I think Lauren's Dance is still playing, so we're going to let that play out, and then we're going to have Alpha Mist. You know Alpha Mist if you've been listening to The Loft. He's, you know, great composer, great on the keys, really gives you a nice jazz feel, sort of a modern jazz feel, almost a in like hip-hop instrumental type feel he gives you. But very much sticks to, you know, the jazz roots. Just also want to shout out, I know I have some people listening in New Jersey right now. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in today. I also believe that my grandmother's listening today, which is also very special. Thank you, Nana, for tuning in. Means a lot. And, you know, thank you for listening to The Loft. And, allows us to pay for this wonderful station that we have here, all of our loyal listeners. Anyway, I'll stop talking. Lawrence Dance is continuing to play. Then we have Alpha Mist playing Keep On. And so I hope you keep on listening to The Loft today. Thanks for listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio.
About selflessness, not about
Jones and the Indications. Before that was Alpha Mist playing Keep On, and before that was Idris Muhammad with Lauren's Dance. That song was off of the album, well actually the Alpha Mist song was off of the album Antiphone. One of my favorite tunes by him. And you know, it's a great song. But you know, I'd say that we're coming to a close here now, and it's sad, but it's true. You know, the Loft is ending for another week. So we will catch you next week here on the Loft. But we're going to finish off how we started. You know, these shows, these next two shows are going to be very different than you will hear on the Loft in the future. I'm going to, you know, stick with that sort of that jazzy influence that I usually go for in my show. But I do like a full circle, so because I started with some deep house, I'm going to finish with some of that deep house trance type of music. We do have a really good mix here, done by Falcon. This is a Falcon remix, but you know, the original song is off of the album The Ginning by Stavros, and I've played Stavros before on the Loft here, and he's a great artist. Really like him a lot. So I think you'll enjoy this remix. It has some really nice jazz undertones, beautiful trumpet samples in there. So hope this takes you off into your evening, and I hope you enjoyed the loft today. Thank you for listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. Peace.
time.